Magic.
And the world of illusion.
Magic TV.
And Craig Petty. Proudly present the Talk Magic Podcast. Every week we bring you awesome interviews with the greatest magicians that have ever lived. And now, here's your host, Craig Petty.
So it is the run-up to Blackpool 2023, the Blackpool Magic Convention. And the thing that most people are excited about is the dealer hall. And this week I've been talking to the dealers, the producers, the most exciting people that have got new stuff coming out at Blackpool. And I am really excited because I have a legend, somebody who's no stranger to Magic TV, an amazing guy. He's lecturing at the convention. He's got a dealer stand. He's got new stuff coming out. He's one of my favorite magicians and performers. It is, of course, the one and only John Allen. How are you doing, John?
I'm very well, thank you, Craig. How are you?
I'm great. All the better for seeing you, mate. All the better for
seeing you. Well, likewise.
And you know what? I always say to people that your stall is always the easiest to find because you're the only person who what three words it right there in the middle of the dealer hall. I can literally just direct myself to where you are immediately.
Well, I didn't know this was going to start off with the what three words thing, but it is really good. My stand has actually moved, so I don't know where the what three words is. But look for the roller banners as well. Oh, I have a couple of interesting roller banners, by the way.
Really?
Yes, I've put QR codes on them. So even if you're not right next to the stand, you can actually zoom in, take a picture of the QR code, and you can see a little trailer before you even get to my stand.
You think of everything, don't you? You think of everything.
I try to.
And I'm telling you, the organizers of Blackpool are working you hard this year. Dealer stand, international close-up show, a lecture. I mean,
yep.
All over the place.
I know, and apparently I'm doing the catering as well.
Oh, wow. That's impressive that you've got time to do all of that as well. That's amazing. Yeah.
This won't be in it to everybody, but a load of magicians have actually got air fryers. So I'll be air frying all the food at Blackpool.
I'm in. But I want to talk to you about everything. I want to talk to you about your lecture in a minute. But first of all, let's talk about what you're going to have on the booth. Because one thing that I love about your booth at Blackpool is you always make an effort to have new stuff that you've never seen before, as well as all of the classics. You have a lot of new material as well. So I want to find out, first of all, what's new on the stand? And then what are the classic John Allen items that you're going to have there as well?
Oh, well, I have three new things for Blackpool. Actually, maybe three and a half new things. One of them is it's a routine for weddings or for anniversaries or anything where there's a couple. And it's a three-phase routine. And it's one of those things where, you know, the trick is simple, but the impact on the people is massive. And it just gives them a souvenir as well, a really nice memento as well. So if you do weddings or you work for the public rather than just your friends, it's just great. I absolutely love it. I do a load of weddings, and this is one that I will always do. For the first time, I have an everyday carry, an EDC.
Well, hang on, before you go into the EDC, I have to say the wedding trick. I don't know the name of it, but I've seen it. And for anybody who does weddings, this is one of the best things that I've ever seen. Like, it's magical. It makes sense. It's got a wonderful narrative. And you end up actually having a really cool souvenir that you can give away to the bride and groom. And when I say a souvenir, I'm not talking about a folded up card that's covered in spit or something that they're going to throw away, or a business card that they've signed. I'm talking about a proper, really nice souvenir that really fits with the premise and really fits with the day. And I can see every single wedding magician doing this, or anybody who does anniversaries or Valentine's Day, or works restaurants where you're regularly getting people coming in that are kind of coming in on their anniversary, anything like that. This is worth its weight in gold.
And can I just say, if you wanted to add your own saliva to it, you can.
That's great.
You know, that's not off the table. I don't recommend it, but you can. But it's also, I'll tease because this will make sense to you. It just moves away from cards.
Yes. Yeah.
Which is something I'll be talking about in my lecture, actually. Stop doing card tricks.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Except mine, obviously.
Yeah, your card tricks are okay.
Thank you. But yeah, so it uses something that is not cards, but as you know, for the memento, could have been a card.
Yeah.
So yeah, as I said, that's something new as well. And as I said, I have an EDC, which apparently is all the rage at the moment.
It is. And this is your first EDC.
This is my first EDC. So I won't say too much about it because I'll be launching this at the lecture. So this is it. It just goes onto the keychain. It uses playing cards, but also there's a really good free will routine. And it's slightly different to other free wills because there's no confusion as to who is reading what, shall I say.
Yeah.
So again, I did this for you before we started the chat. So you've seen it firsthand.
Yeah, I mean, I saw three applications of it, which are great. The first application was a signed card to key fob, which is just amazing. The keys can be on the table from the very beginning. I imagine you could very easily see it so that they could be in the spectator's hands. I mean, it's literally, you can hand the keys out at the beginning. You do whatever card routine you want to do. You take the key fob back, you open it up, tips of the fingers, and inside there is their folded up signed card. That in itself is a killer. Because normally when you're doing anything with a signed card, especially at the end of a normal routine, you're having to load it in, then take it out of the pocket. Well, that's not the case with this.
Yeah.
The will routine, I got to be honest, fooled me until you showed me the method. I had no idea. That was just brilliant.
I'm so sorry. No, I'm not sorry.
No, you're not. It's great. And it's the sort of thing that would be really fun to do. But my favorite application that you showed me is a thought of card to key fob. So you literally just give a key fob, you just give your keys out with your key fob on it, and you have somebody name a card. And they open up the key fob, and inside there is the card that they named. That clean, that direct, that powerful. It's amazing.
Yeah, yeah. Obviously, people watching going, they name a card.
They do. I mean, there's a small amount of procedure, but they will feel like they name.
But
a
it's
card.
All it's all explained, and it's one of those where it's simple to do. It's easy. Yeah. It's not a slight or anything like that. You know, it is verbal. So for anyone that goes, but you said they could name any card.
Yeah.
And I go, technically, they can name any card from a smaller bunch of cards.
Yeah.
Along the way.
There's a small amount of procedure. Yeah. It feels to the audience like they can name a card.
I was going
to
say, magicians talk about this sort of thing. But when laymen go, they go, I just named a card.
Yeah.
That's what they remember.
It is indeed. And so, you know, I'm a big fan of magic with keys. As you know, I bought out Keymaster last year, and this will fit right there onto my key fob. I know this is going to be one of the first things that I pick up at the convention, because I know that you've got limited quantities of these as well. So
I need
this before it goes away.
I do like when people say I've sold out, and I just go, well, you didn't bring enough. That's all that means, you know. I sold out, but you only had three of them. Okay, you
know. Very true.
But yeah, I don't have too many of them. So yeah, I will save one for you.
Please do, because I'm definitely, and the other thing that I'm definitely going to have off you is that big white box in front of you, because you showed me this at the session convention, and you were saying at the time, I hope it's going to be out of Blackpool. I think it's going to be out of Blackpool. I'm glad it's out of Blackpool, because this is the sort of thing that, for the right person, this is worth its weight in gold. And for me, I know this is going to be one of the biggest things that I get at the convention this year.
Nice.
The universal display system.
So I actually had this idea, it was about 2.5 years ago. And it's just taken all this time. I mean, I didn't work on it every single day for 2.5 years. But there were a few issues to overcome, and managed to do that. And so we love it. So the big reveal here. So
beautiful.
This is it. So it's a modular display stand. So short and round. So if you just wanted to put something on it, ta-da.
That's great.
We can have the square. You can actually use this as a small close-up mat if you if you wanted. So the thing is that there are actually 18 different ways that you can change this. So here's a card stand. I have a deck of cards with me. Oh, let's go. Oh, I have my acrylic card guards with the notch in the right place, by the way. So I have the clear one and the black one.
I love those. So
this is the clear one. So that just means that you never have to take the card box out of the card guard because the notch is at the top and you can just open it up and tip out the cards.
Why has nobody else thought of that before? Like,
because as you said at the front, I'm a genius.
That's the reason.
I think people were putting notches all the way around everywhere except where the notch is in the card box.
And it's
I genuinely don't understand why it's not been done before.
No.
So, you know. So for the card display, you can have the cards in here and it just raises it off the table rather than just, you know, leaving it flat or having to lean it against something else that's on the table. It is just in here.
That would also be perfect for, you know, something like sympathetic tens or a rising card, you know, having that system up there. That's beautiful.
Rising card, invisible deck, anything like that. Any card, any number. So you have the cards for this. And this probably be recognizable to people as a Rubik's Cube display.
Oh, that's great. Yep. Okay,
however,
you've just sold five of those to Ryland right there, I'm telling you right now.
So that's six for you. Okay, that's fine. But it isn't just for Rubik's Cube. If you have a prediction,
ooh,
you can have this. I showed this to Sean Farquhar. He said, could you put more than one card in there? I'm like, let's have a look. So you can actually have three cards on display if you like, but just to display a prediction, whether you want a small card, whether you want a jumbo card. For the mentalists, how about displaying your envelope?
That's great.
And if you do down to one, you can have this. So that's the short version. For tall, this is for parlor, or also if you're doing, actually, let's put the square base on. If you're still doing online shows and you just want to raise things up a level, I won't risk changing the camera angle. I haven't done it in a couple of years. But if you wanted to raise something up, you have it from here upwards. So you can have a taller display. If you're doing parlor shows as well, it just displays things really nicely for you. And so, as I said, you've got all sorts of different configurations for your one. I actually use this. I'll be using this in the close-up show, just to be able to have a deck of cards isolated and on display. So, there's 18 different ways that you can go about using this. And there will be more in the future as well. So as I said, because it's modular, you can just keep adding whatever you like, not whatever you like, but if you get different modules, you can display different things. So this, let me just tidy this up. So this is, this is going to be launched at Blackpool.
That's great. That is really, really good. Really good.
Thank you.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. I'm definitely having one of those.
I'll just say someone online pointed out, someone pointed out online, if you're doing tables, you can clear things away off the table. But what's really nice is if you can just elevate your items off, you know, you could balance something. I know a lot of people turn a wine glass upside down, but if you haven't got any wine glasses, or someone said, well, I was going to use that, but I'm not going to it now. You know, you can very quickly, you know, it all packs flat, and you can just build a little stand, especially if you've got like a single table and you maybe got some centerpieces. You can have the short one, you can have the long one. It's entirely up to you. And you can just leave a box or a deck of cards or whatever you like, and just have it raised so everybody can see it.
That's great. Really, really good. Yeah, I love that. I love that. Now, as well as the three new items, are you going to, I mean, I've raved on this channel, as you know, for years and years and years about Destination Box, telling people it's the best, absolute best, wonderful. People bug me all the time saying, where can I get them from? I'm like, John Allen. They're beautiful. They really are. In fact, I'll be coming for a backup.
A backup one?
Yeah.
Okay.
I do it so much, I'll be coming for a backup 100%.
Well, I genuinely, I'd ordered more, hand on display. I'd ordered more and I was so frustrated because they're arriving about a week after Blackpool. So I think I'll only have five with me. I mean, I genuinely appreciate all the things that that you've said about the Destination Box in the past. The original one came out, like, I had it in 1999, came out 2000.
Well, I remember the original first time I saw the Destination Box, John, was in Spectators Don't Exist.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I've had the boxes made, and they're just, I mean, it's, you know, some things you want, you know, you want to go for the mass market and make things cheaply and just have as many people perform it as possible. But I said with this, I said, I want something that looks classy. Mm. It looks expensive. And, you know, if you handle it as though it is something of value, because it is. And, you know, it isn't going to be for everybody. But for the right person, the right situation, there is no better I was going to say cards to box, but as you know, it's not just for cards.
Ring, money. Rings,
predictions, name. Banknotes. Yep. All sorts of things. If it can fit inside what's inside here, then you can use it.
Exactly.
And the other thing, which I think is important, and I've done this, is you can change what goes into the box mid-performance. So I actually started off with I was doing a signed card. And someone in a restaurant, they gave me a tip. And I said, oh, could you just sign that for me? And I thought it would be so much better to find that banknote inside here than the signed card. And so mid-performance, I switched it out, which you can't do with, you know, the usual card to box.
That's amazing. That's very true. Never thought of it that way, but you're absolutely right. And the other thing that I'm hoping that you're going to have on your stand as well, I did a video about a week ago on the best utility items for magicians. And I think coming in second or third was perfect score.
Second or third?
Yeah. The thumb tip was first. I mean,
never heard of it. What's a stump? What?
Well, you know, it's kind of an underutilized underground prop that you might not have heard of. Perfect score.
But if I've never heard of it, how am I supposed to know about it?
Well, that's my argument as well. Yeah, I completely agree with you on that one. Totally on your side with that. But yeah, you're going to have perfect score there.
Yeah, I don't have it here. You should have prepped me on it. So perfect score is it's a utility device where you pre-score playing cards. Now, the idea about pre-scoring playing cards isn't mine. I think Tommy Wonder had the idea. But you'd always had to take a ruler and find the middle and then use a knife to carefully score it without cutting through too hard. So what the perfect score is, it's a template. So you simply put the playing card in and you have some little plates that line up the scoring tool with the middle, both horizontal and vertical. And you can just very quickly and easily score the playing cards. So what that means is it's really easy to do a Mercury card fold. I think Mercury card fold is one of those moves where people can do it, but very few people do it well.
Yeah.
So if you have clear boxes, which I do, my Paragon 3D, you can see a perfectly folded card. And yet if you tip it out, it's this ugly, you know, multi-sided folded thing. And you go, that definitely isn't the same one. So it's really good to have a perfectly folded Mercury card fold. And it also changed. I also actually changed the action for doing a Mercury card fold because it's normally three moves, but I do it in one.
Yeah,
it's quicker, it's faster, and it looks better. It's like the $6 million man of magic. Faster, better, stronger. Yeah.
Absolutely.
And also, it's not just into quarters, but you can do it into sixths as well, which is makes the one-handed Mercury card fold easier. That's the actual move for doing the one-handed Mercury card fold, by the way.
I actually use that all the time with destination boxes. It's my favorite.
Yeah, absolutely. So, and the other thing I should also say, it's not just for doing the Mercury card fold. I know a lot of people have said to me they help. They use it when they're trying to split cards. Because if you can just score that top layer, it makes the peeling of the cards really, really easy.
Mm, never thought of that. That's very true as well.
There you go. I only speak the truth.
And then obviously there's a ton of other stuff. There's a load of other reasons to come over to your booth because I've said some of the best magic that people will find. You know, I don't know what you're going to have on there, but you know, stuff like
Double Back.
Double back down to one, your cube tubes, your ring on string, strings are the best.
I've ever had. I have the cords. Yep. Still got some of those. So, So as I said, for me, ask to see double back, when people say, what's your favorite trick? We all have our favorites for different reasons, but the one I've done more than any other, and I probably done this, thousands and thousands of times, maybe 10,000, is double back. Because I pretty much start any group with this trick. People will say, what trick shall I open with? What's a good trick to get people to pay attention to me? And I do double back, which goes against the never start with the card trick. But as any worker will tell you, that's complete rubbish. So I start with double back. There's just so much audience interaction with it. And it's really strong. You know, someone is holding two cards. You show your two cards and now instantly they change places. Yeah. It's just strong.
The amount of times I drag people over to your booth at conventions, I'm like, come see this. It's perfect. Really is.
Yeah. So that's my favorite one. And it can take less than a minute as well. So, you know, not that you, I mean, I don't think anyone's going to go to any other stand, but, you know, if you want to, you can, you know, this will take a minute to see and 10 seconds to buy.
Perfect. One last question, which is, you're obviously also going to be lecturing at the Blackpool Magic Convention.
First time lecturing at Blackpool.
Which is exciting and really should have happened many, many years ago, but I'm not going to get into that. What can we expect to see from your lecture at Blackpool?
Tricks.
Because you've got a great slot. Oh. 12 o'clock on a Friday. People have registered. They've come in. They've had a chance to mooch. You're one of the first lectures.
That's 12 o'clock midday.
12 o'clock midday.
Not 12 o'clock midnight.
Not at midnight.
12 o'clock midday. So, yeah, I will be launching... or showing kind of the routines for the first time, two of my new items. There's the greatest impromptu trick you can do for a child.
Oh.
The quickest trick you can do that gives your business card out.
Wow.
I'll also be talking a lot about, well, first of all, why you should never get people to write their names on cards. And the one question that every magician should ask that will help them to improve. So yes, you're going to see tricks because everybody wants to see tricks. We're going to show new tricks as well. But also for me, what's important is that I can maybe give you some information, some tips, some psychology that you can apply to the tricks that you do already. Yeah. So there's going to be that. It's going to be helpful to pretty much everybody.
That's great.
But everybody should come. Of course, I'm going to say that.
Oh, well, I'm looking forward to it. I'm very much looking forward to your lecture. I'm looking forward to seeing you at the convention. If I can get to you, normally your booth is about three deep and waving from the back and you're there. That's what I love about you, John. You work your ass off, like on the booth. You see by halfway through day two, there's a lot of people where they're just sat down behind the booth, just like, I can't do this anymore. You are literally on your feet performing giving as much energy into the final performance on day three as you are on the first performance on day one. And I don't know many people that do that. I don't know where you get the energy from, but it's incredible.
Well, I should also point out that I sleep for the following week. I hardly ever have lunch. I look at my watch and I go, it's 5 o'clock. I haven't had lunch yet. So, I just, you know, there are people, I won't say that, you know, I'm not there just to sell you tricks, make money, sell you tricks. I don't care if you can do it, you can't do it. You know, I want people, if they buy my tricks and routines that, you know, I want to be helpful to people. That's kind of what I'm trying to say. And all the things that I do, or all the things that I sell, are actually things that I do. And I think that's what is the difference. I actually enjoy performing. And this is why I have the energy, is because I'm not just doing it at Blackpool. I'm not just doing it this thing at conventions to make sure you buy it and I don't care what happens to it. I perform when I'm working, being paid to perform. I do all the tricks that I pretty much, you know, that you can buy.
That's great. That's great. Superb.
Thank you,
John. Thank you so much. Now, anybody who's watching this that's getting some serious FOMO because they're not coming to Blackpool, maybe they're in a different country and they can't make it, whatever the reason, all these products, will they be available on your online store eventually?
Yeah, after the convention. I don't know how. Don't you know, on the Monday morning at 9 a.m. go, where is it? It's not on there, because I will be asleep. But yes, if you go to onlinemagicshop.co.uk, all the items will be there. The new items, maybe a week or so, and they'll be on there as well.
And you ship worldwide?
I ship worldwide. I personally hand deliver anywhere in the world. If I can't make it, I use a postal system.
There you go. So there is a small chance you might actually get John Allen knocking on your door.
There is a very small chance if you live within a half a mile radius.
There you go. Somebody will. Somebody is going to be expecting
that. Yeah, I really should have said that.
I just know.
Maybe someone.
John, thank you so much. I'm going to leave a link down below so you can go check out John's stall. Sorry, John's online shop, but make sure that you go over and check him out at Blackpool. Go and watch his lecture. He's also in the international close-up. John Allen, you are amazing, and I know you're going to be very successful. You always are. Thanks so much, my friend, for coming on here.
Thanks a lot, Craig.
No problem. Guys, on behalf of John, please make sure that you go and see him at Blackpool. I'm going to be back tomorrow with another video, but thanks very much for joining me. I'll see you at Blackpool 2023.
Thanks for listening to the Talk Magic Podcast.
Magic, magic.
Be
magic.
Sure to like and subscribe to the Magic TV YouTube channel.
Magic TV.
Which includes 14 unique videos every week. Whatever type of magic you're interested in, we've got you covered. Just search YouTube for Craig Petty's Magic TV. Or click on the link in the description from this podcast below. Be sure to join us next Friday at 5 p.m. right here for another Talk Magic Podcast.